It is time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
For a quick look at things to do in the community if you're looking for romantic nights out. Hello.
I want you to know that one of the most romantic things on a night out that my husband, Aaron Kack, has said to me is,
hi.
You do know that now that we've entered in the like sports fall spring season again, that we can't just have these long date nights on Friday morning. You got to be choppy and a little snappier with your thing. So here's a quick look at dates.
I mean,
just a nice little like knife in the ribs there.
You are never more romantic than when you are succinct.
I mean, they say brevity is the soul of wit.
Yes.
And I will snap you later.
All right, so it is fall.
It is fall. See how snappy?
I think the official first day of fall is still tomorrow, which is late, I think.
I just assume it's whenever
it's
they start doing
now.
Pumpkin spice lattes.
So,
again,
like, three
right?
weeks ago
yeah,
was the start
for
of
forever.
Fall. Yeah, I think September 1st is, for me, the start of fall.
Is like, that just because it's a convenient, like, the
yeah.
first day of a month?
September,
is when the
October, November is fall, yeah. and December is the beginning of winter. So it's weird that it's 70 degrees on December 1st, but I deal with it because that's just what winter is now.
Well, one of my favorite pictures, like when I was living at my apartment that you hated in Durham, it was Christmas Eve, and I was going to go hang with our friends Kristen and Charles, and it was like 85 degrees,
yeah.
and I just had on a short-sleeve t-shirt and like cargo shorts.
I like that picture.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
And yet you love the cargo shorts, and you hate the ripped-up shorts that I wear all summer long.
I got a thing for cargo shorts. What
yeah.
can I say?
Yeah.
So fall is here. Ring the bell.
Ding, ding.
What is a fall-themed or like get out and enjoy the fall, the autumn, this season, the changing colors, the leaves, everyone back to school, football season kicks into high gear, all of that, pumpkin spice, what's a date night?
I have
fall?
An immediate answer,
all
and
right.
I'm very excited because it's an event that every time I've been, I never think of as happening in fall. But I think with the Aaron Kack definition, it always does and probably has been fall for weeks at a time. Normally, the heat is just absolutely terrible.
Right.
But let me throw out to you, October 1, I think, Carrboro Music Festival.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go out, enjoy perhaps some fall weather or perhaps some like very mild summer and maybe see like WCH own Aaron Kack dancing around in front of a venue, except
possibly.
We won't be around.
We won't
we'll
be around this year, but typically, yes, I am around on Carrboro Music Festival Day all
dancing
the time.
In the street.
Yeah, it's yeah. always fun. And, like, I've found so many great, like, being the host of Live and Local, like, I've got to keep up with local music. And it's often hard to find local bands because they put their music out on any one of six different places. They don't necessarily tag themselves as being local. So even if I look for, like, I'll search on Bandcamp for Chapel Hill,
yeah.
and any band that's tagged Chapel Hill will come across my radar. Unless you tag yourself North Carolina, in which case I might never see you. But if you're at the Carrboro Music Festival, I will. And I found a lot of bands that way. They're great.
That sounds, yeah. yeah. So there you go. Over the years, we've loved it. Maybe you guys should go this fall.
I'm going to go 1 week past you and right. one town over and
Ooh.
Say Festifall in Chapel Hill, which is now a 3-week affair. Instead of one big day, they're doing three slightly less big but still big days over the course of October at 140 West, which is also a lot of fun, super fall-y experience. Vendors, food, drinks, be out there with that special someone, go like browsing for early Christmas gifts among all of the vendors and enjoy some good food together, and it's a lot of fun.
This would sound like a much better idea to me if when you said, oh, it's not just like, you know, like this one time, now we spread it over 3 weeks, if in my head it was not, there's not just one day of presence, they have eight crazy
nights. Yeah. But this could be like a gradual budding romance. Like you go on your first date to the Carrboro Music Festival and like really hit it off. And then a week later, you go on your second date to Festifall. And then the third date, also Festifall. And you know what happens? happens on the third date, and then the fourth date is back to Festifall because you're reliving all of your fun experiences.
I assume the third date is we're having a good time. Let's go to Festifall again and
yes.
You plan the fourth date. Yeah, of
exactly.
Course.
Right. Yeah.
This just sounds like 50 First Dates now.
The Adam Sandler movies tonight, and that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.